Ladies and gentlemen, glad to be here to meet you. I'm Yuan Chao. Yang and I will make a presentation about Campus 2D performance tuning. We both come from Intel Open Source Technology Center. This is the agenda. First, we will make a brief introduction about Canvas 2D, then the platform and benchmark we use. The subsequent is the main part, performance tuning. Finally, we will give some tips for web application developers. First, introduction about Canvas 2D. Canvas is an HTML5 element for a web application, just like a common tag, such as image form. It defines a region with width and height. Then you can use JavaScript to draw images or shapes on this region. You can transform the images and the shapes, such as rotate or move it. Here is a brief history about Canvas 2D. It is initially introduced in WebKit by Apple in macOS in 2004. Then it is adopted in Gecko browser and Opera. When Chromium came out, it is adopted soon. At the same time, it is standardized by a working group. Finally, W3C worked with this working group to make a full specification about Canvas 2D. This is the interfaces of Canvas 2D. Okay, in Canvas, you can draw 2D graphics or 3D graphics, but you can't draw 2D or 3D at the same time. If it is 2D graphics, we define it as Canvas 2D, otherwise it's WebGL. In this speech, we focus on Canvas 2D, so the spec is also for Canvas 2D. You can see there are state, compositing, color and style, shadow, rect, path, text, transformation, line style, and image. Then you can draw rect. You can see here, you can draw rect. You can draw path and line. You can draw text or image. Then you can transform these shapes, such as scale, rotate, or translate. And you can set the attributes, such as the color and the style, or the line style. Also, you can save these attributes and restore it. Here is a simple example about Canvas 2D. First, we define a canvas in the HTML file with ID, width, and height in this line. Then, in JS code, you can operate these canvas. You can draw shapes on the canvas. First, you get element by ID. Then the function get context with parameter 2D manifest. You draw 2D shapes, not 3D, not WebGL. Then this function draw an arc on the canvas. The start, the center of the circle is 20, 50, and the radius is 10. The start angle is pi, the end angle is 2 pi. And the parameter force means that the arc is clockwise. So you draw this arc. Then move to 70, 50 to draw the second, and move to 30, 60 to draw the third one. Then it set the width and the color of the arcs and use the function stroke to draw the shapes on the canvas. So you can see the smile on the web page. Here is some background before this slide. As you know, Chromium is separated into multi-processes. There are a browser process, one or more render processes, and maybe a GPU process. And the render process is responsible for render the page, such as you input yahoo.com in the address bar. There is a render process to paint this web page out. There are two methods to paint the web page in Chromium. Okay, all our work is done in Chromium. There are two methods to render in render process. It is software rendering and hardware rendering. And there is another concept. It is render layer. You know, all tags in HTML files are constructed into DOM tree, and visible DOM tree are constructed into render tree. Some tags are in the same layer. It shares the same attributes such as color, style, and others. A canvas instance need a separated layer. We use this one. Okay, there are other layers for common tags. Use this one. Under software rendering, the JS engine execute the JS code when it meet camera's 2D interfaces. It call render process to paint the layer for camera's 2D. Then it send messages to browser process to notify it need to update the web page. Then the callback will lay out if necessary. After that, the callback will paint the render layers one by one in one bitmap. Then the browser process will copy. Okay, the bitmap is in shared memory. Then the browser process will copy it to its backend store, and finally copy it to frame buffer to show it. So you can see the web page. Under hardware rendering, the render process send commands and some raw data to GPU process. It don't paint the layer for canvas 2D itself, and the GPU process will paint this layer. Also, it will send message to update the whole web page, because there may be other tags. Then it will offload the layers for common tags to GPU process, and the GPU process will composite all these layers and swap buffer to show on the screen. Then you can see it. The platform we use, hardware, we use both powerful desktop and netbook. The former is Cortex Edge CPU and graphics card and bulk memory, but the latter is relatively poor. The operating system we use is Ubuntu and Tizen, and the browser we use is Chromium. It uses Skia as its 2D graphics library. the benchmark. Okay, there are many benchmarks for Canvas 2D. We just select some of them. There are some standards we selected. First, we should cover all features, I mean all interfaces Canvas 2D provided. The first one will cover this standard. We call the benchmark feature batch test in the next slide. Okay, this one will cover all interfaces. Then we will find well-known benchmark to make our work convincing. Fish eye tank, speed reading, and Greenmark are famous benchmark for Canvas 2D. So we selected all these benchmarks. Finally, we will develop some benchmark ourselves for SPACIC. Okay, this is my part, and Yang will make the rest of the slides.
Okay, thank you, Yuntang. In the following slides, I would introduce the performance tuning work we are currently working on based on the benchmarks and the platforms Yuntang just introduced. And at the end of this presentation, we will bring some tips for the web app developers. Here comes the first optimizations we are doing. This one is quite a straightforward one. The idea here is to write the bottleneck functions with some platform-specific instructions. Here is an example. We have an internal benchmark named Airbomb. After running it within the browser, we can find, using some performance measurement tool, we can find some hot functions. By analyzing these functions, we found somehow if we rewrite some of the operations with some platform-specific instructions, such as some SSE2 instructions in Intel platform, we can greatly improve the performance of these functions. So if we rewrite the following three functions, they are hot functions in the Skia library, we can get about 20% performance gain in the software rendering mode. Upstream already has a lot of such kind of optimizations. And you can find it in the directory ops under the Skia source code. I say this is a quite straightforward one, and we sum up the best practice to do this kind of optimization. The first step is to run each benchmark that doesn't have a good performance in your browser. Then you can use some performance measurement tool such as PUF. PUF is our friend here, and it's quite enough for us to trace all the performance bottleneck. We use the PUF to trace the render process for we are using the Chromium browser to trace the rendering browser to find the bottlenecks. If any, this kind of bottlenecks typically can be found in the graphics library. For our case, is in the Skia library. And the last step is to optimize these bottlenecks with some platform-specific instructions. Be note that these instructions cannot be limited to the Intel platform. We can write some platform-specific instructions as to the ARM architecture or to the AMD CPUs. Okay, this is the first optimization. The second optimization we call is the profile-guided hybrid rendering. We ever ran a lot of benchmarks, and we collected a lot of data. We ever took it for granted that hardware rendering mode would win all the ways than the software rendering mode. But after analyzing the performance data we got, we found this would not always be the truth. Here is an example. The text here might be a little small. You can focus on these test cases marked in green. Here is the interface listed in our test benchmark test. These are our interfaces in Canvas 2D. And this column is the result from the software rendering. And the next column is the result from the hardware rendering. Looking at the result, we can find hardware rendering mode would win in some interfaces, such as the transformation, that is transformation, scale, or rotate interfaces, and also the gradient interfaces, the last one. And software rendering mode wins on almost other parts. So we got the knowledge set. This software rendering may sometimes win at some cases. But the rendering mode is not the only impact factor for the canvas performance. Canvas size is another impact factor. For this case, the original canvas size is 480 by 480. We see the software result is 4.3, and the hardware rendering result is 1.43. So the software rendering is much better than the hardware rendering. We then enlarged the canvas size to 960 and then to 1440. We see, although the performance for each mode get worse, but the hardware rendering mode and the result from the software rendering mode getting closer. So if we found the canvas size are getting bigger and bigger, we may choose the hardware rendering mode. So the idea here is instead of the pure software rendering or the pure hardware rendering, we can use some hybrid rendering mode and switch between the rendering mode based on some profile. Another big impact factor we should consider is the switch overhead. That is, if we switch from the software rendering mode to the hardware rendering mode, we have to upload the bitmap as texture to the GPU process. And if we want to switch back from the hardware rendering mode to the software rendering mode, we need to download the texture to the rendering process to draw. So we need to taking into consideration all these kind of factors to compose our profile, and based on our profile to do the switch between the hardware rendering mode and the software rendering mode. This is the second optimization. The third optimization comes from the thoughts on the immediate mode and the retain mode. You may wonder what's the immediate mode and what's the retained mode. And you may wonder what's the difference between the immediate mode and the retained mode. In brief, immediate mode means the client calls directly calls the rendering of the graphic objects. And in retained mode, instead of the direct rendering, we typically update the internal state of the graphic library and rely on the graphic library to do some optimization and draw the graphic objects finally. So the pro side of the immediate mode is that we have full control of the rendering of the object, and it is somewhat easy to debug. But the con side is it needs to do all kinds of operations the customer designed it. So it's quite expensive for the CPU and the GPU. And in return mode, it's quite the opposite. We don't have the full control as we rely on the graph library to do the optimization. And it would be not easy, that easy to debug, but we would get a better performance. Here comes some example to make you imagine how return mode can win in the performance. The first example is to combine the operations. Look at the code at the left-hand side. We have a for loop, and at the end of the for loop, we would issue the stroke operation every time within the for loop. However, we can rely on the graphing library to extract the stroke operation outside of the for loop and become the result at the right-hand side. After doing this kind of optimizations, we can get about 20,000 iterations per second for the whole operations. And for the original code, we only get 1,600 iterations per second. That's a quite big speed up. Here's another example. This example is to avoid the frequent style change. Look at the first for loop. It will change the fill style of filling a rectangle between the red and blue each time within a for loop. However, we can still rely on the graphing library to do all kinds of red operations prior to the blue operations to become the code behind in the bottom. We can see in the original code, we get about 1,700 iterations per second. And after the modification or the optimization, we get about 2,200 iterations per second. Now you have the idea how return mode would benefit to the performance. But currently, all the canvas operations are all in immediate mode. It's by design. So our idea here is to add support of the return mode. Actually, you may find it's very... You would be very familiar with this idea. Is essential of these optimizations is to include a JIT compiler into the graphic library. We can see all kinds of such optimizations. For example, in JavaScript engine, the original JavaScript engine is using the interpreter to interpret the JavaScript code one by one. But modern browsers all using a JIT compiler inside the JavaScript engine and to do all kinds of aggressive optimizations and get a very better performance. Okay, that's the third idea to do the performance tuning. We are trying all our best to do all kinds of performance tuning for the in the browser. That would help the web developer to write easy code to get the good performance. However, country browser couldn't do everything for the web app developers. There is still something left for the web app developers to pay attention to get a better performance. The first tip here is to write a multiple layer canvas. Typically, we would use a Canvas 2D to develop some game applications. And in a typical game, we would have a very big picture in the background and would have some character in the foreground to do all kinds of jump, swimming, actions. So if we merge all these things in one layer, we have to update the canvas with a very large canvas frequently. So the idea or the tips here is to put the background image in the background layer, and we have another layer for the character, and name it a foreground layer. And all you need to do is update a small part of the canvas in the foreground layer. The second tip is about a JavaScript-based animation. Originally, we would use set timeout or set interval to do JavaScript-based animation. However, that is not accurate and not a good performance. Currently, and modern browser provide an interface named request animation frame to do some optimization. The sense inside this interface is to let the browser choose the frequency to update the frame for you. And besides the browser can do all kind of decision to update the frequency, the browser can do other kinds of optimizations, such as it would not be invoked if the tab is totally invisible. And if you already have a very high FPS, for example, more than 60, and if your canvas update frequency is faster than the page rendering, that's no meaning, right? To use this interface is quite simple. You can write a function to draw a frame. At the end of this function, you can call this interface request animation frame and took this function name as this parameter. The third tips for the developer is that you should have a clever way to do the canvas clearance. In common, we have two ways to clear the canvas. The first one is a very tricky one, is to assign the canvas width to the canvas width. If you're using this way, it will not only clear the canvas itself, but also all its state, such as the transforming matrix, the clipping region, the field style, or global alpha, or its center. So it's typically slower. Another way is to use the clear rect interface to clear the canvas. It only clears the canvas, and typically faster. So you may know what kind of operations you want to do. If you only want to clear the canvas itself, you would use the latter interface. And if you want to clear all the states within the canvas, you need to use the first one. Okay, this comes to the end of the tips for the developer and also the end for our presentation. Do you have some questions? Okay.
What performance metric do you use to measure the canvas 2D performance?
You mean benchmark?
Yes, in your benchmark.
What do you mean? We select a lot of benchmark in these slides.
A table with the result data.
FPS. Any other question? You are so nice.
Have you tried hardware acceleration or any other HTML5 tags?
HTML.
Other than Canvas?
Not yet. So currently the Canvas2D is our focus. Maybe next step. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your presence.